The chemical gas leak at an LG Polymers plant outside the city of Visakhapatnam in the state of Andhra Pradesh took place in the early hours of Thursday morning when most people were asleep. Hundreds of people were rushed to hospital, many with breathing difficulties and many more were evacuated from nearby areas. There were distressing scenes broadcast by Indian media of people lying unconscious on the street and images of people fainting. Those affected also reported experiencing a burning sensation in their eyes. The plant is reported to have been starting to reopen as India this week relaxed its nationwide lockdown after 6 weeks. It was imposed to contain the spread of the coronavirus. South Korea's LG Chem, which owns the factory, has said that it is investigating the incident and assessing the damage on residents and the area. Officials say that the leak was styrene gas, which is used to make plastics. The fumes spread more than 3 kilometres from the factory. Questions are now being raised about any possible negligence. Lawyer and social activist Abbas Singh says that there are issues that urgently need to be addressed.
In fact, the Andhra High Court has taken cognizance of the matter and has issued notice to the centre and the state, raising a very valid issue that how could such a chemical plant come up in a residential area when there were so many inhabitations over there? How was permission given to set up a chemical factory?
State authorities work to neutralise the chemical substances from the plant. They are investigating the incident and demanding an explanation from the company. Police have registered a criminal case. Journalist K.V. Lakshmana explains that there are lessons to be learned as other factories begin to reopen in India as the lockdown is eased.
The factory which was closed and shut down, as many others in the entire country, went into a very severe lockdown to fight coronavirus crisis. Cold starting a factory, and in this case a chemical factory, is fraught with dangers.
Ashok Patare of the Indian Specialty Chemical Manufacturers Association says that the industry is shocked.
While the exact cause of gas leak is being investigated by the authorities, it is clear that one out of the two tanks storing chemical known as styrene developed a leak. It appears that the recent month-long shutdown may be a contributing factor for the incident. There could be possibility that onset of summer high temperatures or inadequate refrigeration or even insufficient inhibitor chemicals which are required to stabilize styrene may have led to gas formation.
It is not the first time that India has seen such a situation. Industrial accidents are all too common in the country. In what is widely considered the world's worst industrial disaster, in 1984 there was a chemical leak from a pesticide plant in Bhopal in the central Indian state of Madhya Pradesh. Here's Anshu Sharma, the co-founder of humanitarian organisation SEEDS.
It is a grim reminder of the tragedy and aftermath of the Bhopal gas leak from over 3 decades ago. The lessons from there still hold true. Of course, making industrial establishments safe is without doubt of prime importance. But next to that is making communities living around these establishments be prepared.
The Bhopal accident in the 1980s is also said to have had long-term health implications on residents. In Andhra Pradesh, the full extent of the harm caused by the gas leak is still to emerge as people remain in hospital. Rebecca Bunsen, Mumbai.